Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 189 of Five Song Set. Sometimes I hear a song, and it just touches my heart. So that's what I've got for you in this episode, five songs that touch my heart. If I had to guess, I would say that these songs remind me of songs that I loved as a teenager, but it could just be their slightly ethereal, tender feel. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Also, as a side note, over the last month, I was contacted by one label to play a song and given access to the catalogs of two others. It was honestly kind of crazy, as I haven't had a lot of luck with labels, except for the awesome Czech music label Indiescope. So anyway, this might make coming up with songs for the show a bit easier. My fingers are crossed. Now we're going to start out with Tell Me by Spectres. According to their bio, Spectres are a post-punk band from Vancouver, BC, that have been on the forefront of the genre resurgence since 2005, and are commonly cited as kicking off the renewed interest in this sound. Emerging from the DIY punk underground, Spectres vocalist and founder Brian Gustafson wanted to blend the grassroots and independent ethic of anarcho-punk with the anonymity and cold, modulated sounds of 1980s post-punk and death rock. Though the band's output has matured with time to embrace a wider range of new wave and shoegaze influences, their ethos remains rooted in anarcho-punk. The blending of these influences allows for the curious juxtaposition of 80s-influenced pop sensibilities with lyrics that explore the alienation and cynicism of modern life and the search for hope in an increasingly terrifying world. One of the band's core strengths is its sonic aesthetic, which ranges from brooding and confrontational dark punk to ethereal pop-influenced dance anthems. Spectre's live shows harken back to their punk origins, bringing a direct and aggressive approach to their performances intended to convey a feeling of estrangement and urgency to the audience. It looks like they released a new album and a single a few months ago, which you can find on Bandcamp. Here is Tell Me by Spectres.
Thank you. falling. I'll make you happy, not fulfilling your needs. Barely picking up when you are calling. I'll be there, your contingency plan. That's the arrangement between us, unspoken since the beginning of time. Well, I'm mostly there if you decide to drop by anytime. Until you realize that so many words could ever make up. Don't you know for real connection, for human touch? Games, erratic behavior, distant shores, eternalizing photographs, sweetheart sharing the thrill of the chase, push and pull with a novel fascination. Why do you seem more lonely than before? Why do you seem more confused than ever? I may not be as exciting, you see, but I'm here and I care for you. For you, you get your hopes up, and then when you crash, and they're turning into scattered ash. We do too much, and he recoils. Don't you know I'd never flinch from the sight of your wound? Come down to the basement, I'll be your cover tonight. Shake off the blues until you finally realize that I love you more than you ever know. Don't you know it for that day when you would tell me so?
That was Replacement by The Search, who we've heard on the podcast before. The Search is a Swedish indie rock post-punk band led by Rasmig Tekijän. Originally founded in the early 2000s, the project became Rasmig's solo venture for many years. In 2020, The Search released the album Hearts Racing, featuring 18 tracks that blend old ideas with new songs. The album explores themes of ambition versus inhibition and desire contrasting with reality. Recently, The Search has returned to being a full band, with Razmig joined by Eric Nyberg on bass, Stephen Burt on lead guitar, and Johan Bernaval on drums. Their latest album, Extras, was released on February 25th, 2022. On the Bandcamp page about the album, they say, "Recorded during the pandemic, the new work offers sticky indie rock songs like Writing on the Wall, as well as Razmig's perhaps most daring songwriting adventure so far, called Halt. The lyrics tend to look for meaning in midlife relationship struggles and isolation. Introspection versus the will to get out there and smash the world in pieces. Extras is a call to arms to everyone out there who wants to be something more than just extras in their own life." Next up, we have Blue Sunshine by Ghost Twin. Ghost Twin is a dark synth-pop duo from Winnipeg, Manitoba, consisting of Karen and James Asmundson. Their music features roaring synth lines, pulsing bass, dreamy guitar, and haunting vocals that blend Baroque and industrial styles. This song is from their album Love Songs for End Times, released in 2021. Sadly, according to a Facebook post by Karen, James Asmundson passed away on January 1st, 2024. Ghost Twin was one of many beautiful aspects of our relationship. James was my best friend, my lover, my artistic co-conspirator, my all-time favorite human. Clearly, a duo needs two people, and more recently, she said, "I'm not sure what to say about Ghost Twin otherwise. I mean, what it was is gone from this dimension with James, obviously. However, we were pretty deep into writing our next album. James left me such a wealth of creativity, and I don't want it to die in a hard drive. So I'm taking my time and considering how to approach this." Karen has been posting pretty regularly on Facebook, so hopefully she'll let us know about what will happen with music. Of course, that will take time to sort out. For now, here is Blue Sunshine by Ghost Twin. We'll be right back.
Pac-Man come to collect. If we could just outrun your family, then we could find a safe place to rest in one of seven.
Just heard Seven Safe Places by Urban Heat. Urban Heat is a three-piece post-punk band from Austin, Texas. Formed in 2019 by Jonathan Horstman, the group fuses dark 80s stylings with modern flourishes set against an industrial gothic pulse. Their single, Have You Ever, became a minor TikTok hit in 2022, leading to their first national headlining tour. The band has played notable festivals like Cruel World Fest and Austin City Limits, and won an Austin Music Award for Song of the Year. Urban Heat is set to release their second album, The Tower, on August 16, 2024, which you can pre-order on Bandcamp. About the album, Horstman says, "This record is the first fully complete artistic and emotional statement from this band, and we're thrilled and anxious about releasing it to the world. The Tower is all of my fears, anxieties, and insecurities made manifest, and it will be so healing to exercise these internal demons alongside the amazing community that is formed around this project." They have a whole bunch of touring coming up, including the possibility of playing alongside the Belarusian band Molchat Doma, who I've played on the show before. They're asking for fan donations to help make that possible. If you're interested in seeing them play or hearing more of their music, you can find more information via the show notes. Now, before we go, Five Song Says recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes, and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Also, because the EU kind of requires it, or will, and because I feel like I should be open about it, I'm letting you know that I have used an AI to help me write the descriptions for this show when a bio was not provided by the musicians, because trying to take a bunch of marketing copy and random online information and make it into something that sounds good is really hard for me. Last up, we have Dear Earth by Montier. Montier is based in Brisbane, Australia, and this song is off their 2022 debut album, The Hunt. About The Hunt, songwriter Luke Dunning says, "The album is a representation of my feelings about life, love, and death of the old ways, some of which are at times complex. All it takes is for a moment of awe to put things into perspective and draw us back into the now and reconnect with our inner selves. The deer throughout my visuals is a representation of myself. I don't know why I feel so connected to deer, but I am, and it's something that will always be part of Montier. Songwriting is a very emotive process for me. Each song embodies a set of feelings, which makes me want to savor in those emotions and bleed them for what they are, or let them pass through me into the song as a way of letting go. Vocals are not a central aspect, as my music already encompasses a message or emotion from within. But I tend to include a vocal element towards the end of my songs to resemble how emotions first simmer, then build, and ultimately release. I just hope that anyone who listens to my album can disconnect a little bit from their reality and enjoy the moment and their surroundings. There is so much beauty in the world, and yet so much is missed. I hope the hunt can bring people back to those awe-inspiring moments and reconnect with themselves. Here is Dear Earth by Montier.
Thank you.
Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. 5 songs.